Let's talk with defining what retirement plans are out there. First, we got qualified plans. Qualified plans are employer-sponsored plans, meaning you can only have one through your workplace. And qualified plans are subject to ERISA. ERISA is the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And in 1984, it was amended by REA, the Retirement Equity Act, which included the requirement that a participant must name his surviving spouse as beneficiary of any ERISA subject plans. The only way that they cannot name their spouse would be if the spouse consented to it and said, yep, it's okay if you have, if you name a third party beneficiary to this 401k, 403b, stock purchase plan, things along those lines. Next, we've got individual retirement accounts. IRAs are opened by individuals independent of their employer, and yes, I know they're simple and SEP IRAs. We're going to put those aside for now. In general, they're opened independent of their employer. They're not subject to ERISA, so the participant or owner for an IRA can name anyone. I have it going to their dog in here. I don't know if that's legally correct, but maybe gives you the idea that they don't need to get their spouse to sign off in order to name a third-party beneficiary. That's even in Texas. Last definition is important for you all to know today, and that is, what is a meme? A meme is an image that is, it's often for mimicry or humorous purposes, and it spreads via the internet. Some examples include just a funny picture with witty text or some sort of catchphrase over it. Another subcategory you might have seen is GIF, G-I-F, which is just a short animated picture. So.